Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn to the third epistle of John, please, this evening? We have been studying for the last few weeks a series that we're calling Prosperity Proven. And our text, our golden text, if you will, is 3 John 2, a familiar verse to many, but none of us have exhausted all the light and revelation from this verse of Scripture. There are things here that we've not yet seen. Because the Word of God is alive. It's living. Amen. So multifaceted and so many sides of the splendor. It's living. You look at it today and you see something. You look at it tomorrow, you see something else. It's alive. But in 3 John 2, let's read this. 3 John 2, he said, Beloved, I wish, or the margin says, pray or desire, above all things. Now, who's talking here? We know that it's a letter. We know that it is from the elder John addressed to the well-beloved Gaius. We know the same thing about Ephesians and Philippians. It is from the apostle Paul to the saints at Ephesus. Letters. But how many believe they're more than just historical letters that were sent from one person to another person? Right? If that's all they are, they ought not be in this book. Right? But no, these are words from the Holy Spirit that came through men to the saints, to you and I. And it is the living word, right? For all men, for all time. So is it correct to say that these words and all these words in this book, these words are God speaking to me?
Yes.
Is that correct? Well, then what is the Lord telling me then that he desires for me above all things? God doesn't just throw words around. When he says, I desire this for you above all things. Wow, this is important because he knows all things. What is it that the Lord is saying to you and I that it is his will and he desires for us above all things? What is it? That we prosper. Now that, you know, that one phrase right there, millions of Christians do not believe. They don't. What about that next phrase? Prosper and that you be in health. Is this word God speaking to me? Did the Lord just tell me that it was his desire above all things that I prosper?
Yes.
And it was his desire for me above all things that I be in health?
Yes.
Hmm? Should I accept that as from God to me? Absolutely. Well, then why is it that millions of Christians, millions, it's sad. I mean, there's people languishing, good Christians, in hospitals all over the world today, dying and hurting and in agony, and have just said, well, if this is the will of God for me, then I just will, you know, whatever he wants. How does that agree with this? I desire above all things that you be in health. See, the devil has lied to the church and has convinced the church through unscriptural teaching and preaching over the pulpits of churches for centuries. And what happened? I tell you what happened. You know, this thing started off with healing and miracles, didn't it?
Yes.
Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's what he did.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
I mean, we're Christians, Christians, those who are disciples of the Anointed One. Well, then we ought not be following somebody else. We ought to be following him. What did he do? He went about doing good and healing. All, A-L-L, all who were oppressed of the devil. There was not one time where Jesus ever looked at somebody, and sometimes it says they brought the sick from multiple cities, multitudes, thousands they brought to him, and there was not even one so-called unlucky one out of all those thousands and multitudes that he said, I'm sorry, it's not the will of God for you. I'm sorry, it's not time for you. Not one, not one. Then why do millions of Christians believe that instead of this? Because it takes responsibility off the believer. And people like what I call no-fault religion. What does that mean? See what happened? This thing started with healing. Jesus, I mean, they had healing lines nearly every meeting. I mean, of everything and anything. You could think of the disciples. How about the book of Acts? Did it continue? Healings, 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 miracles. And if you read the writings of the early church fathers, it continued on. I mean, centuries and centuries past the book of Acts, we have record of healings and miracles and people talking in tongues and all these things. But what happened? Somebody, somewhere, prayed for somebody and they didn't get healed. And so they come back and say, well, it must not have been God's will. And built a new doctrine. Did you hear me? And somebody didn't receive and didn't get healed and they died early. And so somebody said, well, you just never know. And God in His infinite wisdom chose to take our dear brother now because He needed another angel in the choir. And God needed him more than we did. And not have a single scripture for all this stuff they're talking, but it's been swallowed hook, line, and sinker by millions. Did you hear me? Now, you got to make up your mind. You might say, well, that's what I've heard and believe. Yeah, okay. What scriptures do you have for it? We're reading scriptures today. Right here. And we've shown you scripture after scripture after scripture and chapter after chapter. And we're going to stay with it. But just take this. Is this a word from the Lord?
Yes.
I mean, I don't care if I came to you and I said, yay, thus saith the Lord. It wouldn't be stronger than this.
Amen.
This is a word from the Lord.
Yes.
Right? Do you have a word from the Lord tonight?
Yes.
What did He tell you?
He wants us to prosper.
Would it mean any more to you if the Jesus, the Master, the Messiah, if He appeared right here where I'm standing right now, and He looked at you and called your name and said, it is my desire above all things for you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Then would you leave out of here and go, well, you just never know. I mean, sometimes people are poor and God uses that and I'm just not sure if He wants to pay my bills or get me out of debt. Well, what do you do with folks like that? Well, they stay broke and they stay sick and they try to blame it on God, but it's not true. I believe this. I believe I serve a God who loves me so much. And He's done everything for me. He's bought and paid for every good thing for me. And it is His will. Like any daddy for his child that he loves. I mean, how many fathers do I have in here? You got natural children. Do you want to see your child sick? How many in here you would raise your hand back up and say, yeah, sometimes I like to see them with a little sickness in their life because you know it teaches them things. You know, a little leukemia or a little cancer, or a little AIDS, you know, can be a positive thing in a child's life from time to time. Well, no. I said no. No. Why are you like that? Because all natural fatherhood that is true came from the Father. The Father of spirits. How many of you want your children to struggle financially? Certainly not. Certainly not. You don't say, well, you know, it's not good to always be ahead on your finances. For the kids, they just don't, you know, they need to get behind from time to time. It just builds character and it helps them. No. I said no. You got to have satanic help to think that way. And He is always ready there to offer it to get people, you know. People don't even believe this stuff in the world naturally. They only believe it in a religious, you know, goofed up sense in church. Anybody out in the world knows you're sick. Go to the doctor and try to get better. Right? If you're broke, it's better to come out and get ahead. I mean, sinners know that. You have to have satanic help to come in and take scriptures and twist them around and go, well, Sometimes in the infinite wisdom of God. Well, anybody with any discernment knows you're gone. You are out. You're off. Huh. The Lord said something to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but just this very week, something that's stronger in my spirit than it's ever been before. And it's what we're talking about here. And this is what he said, because I was hearing, you know, some of the Muslims and, you know, the Bin Laden tape and some of that stuff. And he's talking about, you know, certain things, if it's the will of Allah, if it's the will of God. He's talking about murder. He's talking about terrorism. And, you know, people are, maybe they're not talking about murder, but in Christian circles, you hear people all the time talking about, well, you know, healing, if it's the will of God. Or, you know, helping us financially, if it's the will of God, are things that should be obvious, but they add, well, if it's the will of God. And the Lord said to me, people who talk like that are people who don't know me. Yeah. People who are always questioning the will of God, they don't know God. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Now, you know, just take people, for instance. I know after, you know, 10, 12 years with my parents, I was beginning to know them a little bit. And I remember distinctly one day, they had given me chores. I'm supposed to go help get the corn in. And I'm not talking about with the combine. This combine right here. Hands. And two of my romping buddies came by, and they said, hey, man, let's go swimming. And I said, I can't. I got to go pull the corn. And they said, oh, yeah, you know, well, go ask your mom. And I said, ain't no need in asking mom. Why? Because I know mom's will. Why? Because I know mom well enough to know that she's already told me to get the corn in. And she's not going to change in midstream here and say, well, I'll go swimming. Well, go ask your dad. Maybe he'll let you. I said, nah, I'd rather ask mom. And I remember, you know, it's funny how you remember some of these things. They urging me, come on, man, go ask your daddy. He know. I said, no, no, no. There's no need in asking daddy. Why? Because I knew his will. Why did I know his will? Because I knew him. Did you hear me? And so when you know God, then you know his will.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Jacob, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-416. That's R-416. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.